Tampa's James A. Haley VA Medical Center will soon have someone new in the corner office. An interim director will take over on February 2nd as the current director, Kathleen Fogarty, moves on after almost 4 years. For our series Off the Base, WSF's Bobby O'Brien spoke with Fogarty about serving some 200,000 veterans at one of the nation's busiest VA medical centers.
It is by choice that Kathleen Fogarty is leaving James A. Haley VA Medical Center. She's taken the same position, but at a smaller, less hectic VA hospital in Kansas City.
I began my career at the Kansas City VA Medical Center as a clinical dietitian. 1986. It's one of those rules that I always had throughout my 32-year career that I would never go back, and I'm breaking one of those rules of going back, but this is home.
The 55-year-old medical director has spent 32 years working for the VA and actually qualifies for retirement.
Sometimes you want to just maybe ease into it, ease into that retirement. And I think that Kansas City is a wonderful medical center. It's a tertiary care facility. It may not be the largest and the most complex. It's not polytrauma, but it's a very active medical center that I'm looking very forward to go and lead them and bring the lessons that I've learned here.
One of those lessons Fogarty learned at Haley became very public when a family objected to the VA putting a surveillance camera inside a smoke detector in a patient's room.
Do I have regrets? I don't have regrets. I know that what the decision was made was for the safety of that patient. Would I do something differently? I would make a huge sign on the camera. And would I choose that camera? No. I've always said I wouldn't choose that type of camera ever again.
Fogarty says the episode prompted other changes.
And one of the things that we have is a code of conduct for families, which we had a code of conduct for patients, but we never had a code of conduct for families. And what it allowed us to do is to really examine where our boundaries set for families as well as for patients.
Fogarty has also dealt with another thorny issue prevalent throughout the veterans' healthcare system, long waiting lists for care.
Access was really what it was about. It wasn't about the quality of care at any VA medical center, but it was about getting that access in. And I don't want you to believe that we have fixed all access problems here at James A. Haley, because we have a tremendous amount of requests for specialty types of care.
So she extended clinic hours and added Saturday appointments, especially for mental health care. And for the women veterans, Fogarty was instrumental in getting features like a separate entrance designed into the women's clinic at Haley's primary care annex.
They very much do not want to be housed through a male-dominated waiting area. So one of the things that was important to me is when I built that they had their separate entrance to the women's clinic. I don't think that there's a lot of VAs that have put lactation rooms in. It was pretty rare to even have a child's play area. We listened, and we really think we have a model.
Under Fogarty's watch, Haley has set other milestones. It is the first VA hospital in the country to have a USO day room. The new Polytrauma Medical Center has a climbing wall to appeal to the younger generation veteran. And there's the American Heroes Cafe, a restaurant setting inside the VA hospital.
Innovation, outside of the box, that's what Haley is about.
And the list goes on. There's a 10-bed hospice unit, a new urology unit, and a 100-bed spinal cord injury unit that mirrors the same resources as the Polytrauma Center, like marriage counselors. And while not cutting edge, arguably one of the biggest improvements under Fogarty involved parking.
One of the most dissatisfiers of patients as I travel around the country is parking. And so we have valet places at both doors, but that 1,501 parking space garage was probably one of the best things that I was able to open here.
Although assigned to Tampa, Fogarty is still serving as the interim director of the VA network that oversees the troubled Phoenix Veterans Hospital. Once a permanent director takes over that network, she will settle into her new post in Kansas City, where family lives.
You know, I always have a belief that you leave a position at a good time, and Haley is just in an incredibly good state of being right now. In the 4 years that I've been here, of the things that we've been able to effectuate change here is phenomenal, and it's a great team I've had to lead.
Marjorie Hedstrom, medical director at the VA in Poplar Bluffs, Missouri, will serve as Haley's interim director for the next 4 months. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
You can see a photograph of Fogarty with 14-year-old youth volunteer Marianne Harris and see other stories about the active military, veterans, and their families from off the base on our website, wusfnews.org.